It is Wednesday, 5 p.m., time for American Hit Radio, 90.3 WHPC. If you're a regular, you know that my name is Tom Ryan, and you also know for a fact that my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, is here as well.
Always in silence.
Well, not always in silence, but always present. And, of course, we're going to take a look at an album today. We've got two lists, the top 500 of the top 40, and which is, of course, albums that made the top 40, our favorite 500. Or the other list is the alternative top 40, 500 albums that did not make the top 40 that we consider to be equally important as the others, if not more so in some instances. And putting them together, that's 1,000 albums, that's 1,000 shows, and we're working our way chronologically from where we began with albums released in 1955 and chronologically moving forward. And we are right now in 1976, September to be exact, and we are going to be discussing today an album and playing in its entirety an album that is part of the alternative top 40. Number 221 on our list of 500 chronologically. It's an album that only crept up to number 89, which isn't so bad. It's the fourth album by Mr. Tom Waits. We haven't heard very much from Tom Waits lately, so it's going to be fun to play this record because it's been a while since he's put out something new. And I guess that has something to do with the fact that he is probably approaching 80, and it's hard to believe that. He was always an old soul, but now that he really is an old soul in an old body, maybe it's a little bit harder for him. But let's talk about the album. It's called Small Change. As I said, it's his fourth studio album. And by the time that Small Change hit the streets, Tom Waits had already been around for a while, honing his craft and sharpening his persona, which is very important. We all knew that he was a character, but we had yet to learn that he could be his own panoply. His previous three releases were all excellent introductions to a stunningly original new talent who had an ear to the street, but none of them displayed his full range. On Small Change, Waite doesn't sing about his characters so much as he embodies them. Rather than observe and report or sing as if he's narrating from the eye of the hurricane, he plunges headfirst into the storm on this album. No longer satisfied with simple streetwise observations, he creates a veritable full-color document of street life with dozens of fully formed characters providing the narration for him. Without compromise, Small Change captures bohemian street life as opposed to simply portraying it, complete with humor, sadness, sex, loneliness, drunken nights, painful mornings, cheap diners. The effect and the after effect of heavy boozing provides continuity throughout the album. Alcohol informs almost every word and every note. Just like real life would be for a drunkard, it is alternately funny and then jarringly sad, with the stinging bite of desperation hiding in every corner, especially transparent in the deflective humor that he uses in his lyrics. Each song is a different perspective on Skid Row, with stories told by those who hit rock bottom, and then sometimes answered by those who are riding a greased pole in that same direction. Moods shift drastically, depending on whether the character is fully lit or descending into hungover melancholy. Rock bottom is where the album opens. Tom Trobert's Blues is a desperate tale about loss and surrender, milking Waltzing Matilda, the old song from World War I, for every ounce of inebriated pathos that was suggested by the World War I tune, as the character melts pathetically into the gutter of the wee hours and as it gives way to the sunrise. Step Right Up could be the sound of a street hawker working the same alley on the following morning. The song Jitterbug Boy is a return to the pathetic side, portraying an old man's bragging lament for a life that, by implication, is seeing much less action these days. This is how the album moves, flipping its way through both sides of the same coin with no forward progress. It's an album of contradictions with varied characters, all of whom seem incapable of catching a break even if it fell into their lap. Underneath the braggadocio and the humor, there lies a self-awareness that perhaps it's a bit too late to cash in on an opportunity anyway. On each track, there's this implicit understanding that any lack of luck may be self-induced, and a bit of a small change may be the best that you can hope for. Thus the album title. As Waite sings on the song Jitterbug Boy, if it's heads, I'll go to Tennessee. Tails, I'll buy a drink. If it lands on the edge, I'll keep talking to you. Like a buffalo nickel spinning on its side, Small Change is an album of hard luck tales told from the edge. So let's get this really strange multi-sided party started. Opening track is subtitled Four Sheets to the Wind in Copenhagen, Tom Trobert's Blues.
Ain't what the moon did. God, would I snow. But Matilda's the defendant. She killed about 100, and she follows wherever you may go. Old Saint Matilda, old Saint. It's a battered old suitcase to a hotel someplace, and a wound that will never heal. No prima donna, the perfume is on an old shirt that is stained with blood and whiskey. Watchmen, flame keepers, and good night, Matilda.
Such a beautiful song, and it actually apparently tells a true story. Waits himself says that he was like, it's a song about spending a night on the town with a Danish singer in Copenhagen named Matilda Bondo. He was in Australia doing a concert, and he actually talked about it to the fans. He said, well, I met this girl named Matilda, and I had a little too much to drink that night. This song is about throwing up in a foreign country. Then he spoke with his producer about writing the song and about what was going on in his head. He said that he went down and hung around on Skid Row in L.A. because he wanted to get stimulated for writing this material. He called me up and said, I went down to Skid Row. I bought a pint of rye in a brown paper bag. I said, oh, really? Yeah. Hunkered down, drank the pint of rye, went home, threw up, and wrote Tom Trobert's Blues. He goes, every guy down there, everyone I spoke to, a woman put him there. So there you go. That's how it starts. But like I said, this album like takes you from amazing lows to like incredibly strange highs. Like I said, the greased pole. They don't stay high for long. This song is called Step Right Up. Probably the one that got the most airplay, actually.
Step right up. Step right up. Step right up. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on. One-tenth of a dollar, one-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-$4. We got a year-end clearance. We got our white sale and a smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now, and receive as our gift to you. They come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills, you tired of kitchen drudgery, everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price, skip the middle man. Don't settle for less, how do we do it, how do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. You've heard it advertised. Don't hesitate. Don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up. Step right up. That's right. It fillets and chops and dice and slices. Never stops. Lasts a lifetime. Hold your lung. then mows your lawn and it picks up the kids from school. It gets rid of unwanted facial hair. It gets rid of embarrassing age spots. It delivers a pizza. And it lengthens, and it strengthens, and it finds that slipper that's been at large under the chaise lounge for several weeks. And it plays a mean rhythm master. It makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar. And it's only a dollar, step right up. It's only a dollar, step right up. Cause it forges your signature. Not completely satisfied, mail back unused portion of product for complete refund of price of purchase. Step right up. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it, laughing it, loving it, swimming it, sleeping it, living it, swimming it, laughing it, loving it. Remove embarrassing stains from contour sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party. Change your shorts, change your life, change your life. Change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy. Get rid of your wife. And it walks your dog, and it doubles on sacks. Doubles on sacks, you can jump back, Jack. See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. And it steals your car. It gets rid of your gambling debts. It quits smoking. It's a friend. It's a companion. It's the only product you will ever need. Follow these easy assembly instructions. It never needs ironing. Well, it takes weights off hips, bust, thighs, chin, midriff, gives you dandruff. And it finds you a job. It is a job. And it strips the phone company free, takes into a private exchange. And it gives you denture breath. And you know it's a friend, and it's a companion. And it gets rid of your traveler's checks. It's new, it's improved, it's old-fashioned. Well, it takes care of business, never needs binding, never needs binding, never needs binding. Gets rid of blackheads, heartbreakers, psoriasis. Christ, you don't know the meaning of heartbreak, buddy. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. It's defective. It creates household odors. It disinfects. It sanitizes for your protection. It gives you an erection. It wins the election. Why put up with painful coins any longer? It's a redeemable coupon. No obligation. No salesman will visit your home. We got a jackpot. 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 Prizes. 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 All work guaranteed. How do we do it? 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 We need your business. We're going out of business. Give you the business, get on the business end of all, going out of business sale, receive all, free brochure, free brochure, read the easy to follow, assembly instructions, batteries not included, send before midnight tomorrow, terms available, step right up, step right up, step right up, you got it buddy, a large print giver. Small print, take it away. Step right up. You can step right up. You can step right up. Come on, step right up. Get away from me, can you work? Step right up. Step right up. Step right up.
Any of the momentum that we got going. And also, it's a pretty long album, so we're going to need more music than talk here. So we're going to play two back-to-back. Next song up has got a very long subtitle, though. It's called Sharing a Curbstone with Chuck E. Weiss, the same Chuck E. that was mentioned on Chuck E.'s In Love, if you remember that song, by Ricky Lee Jones. Robert Marchese, Paul Bodie, and the Mug and Artie. The song is actually called Jitterbug Boy. And we'll follow that with I Wish I Was in New Orleans in the Ninth Ward.
Mm-hmm.
a jitterbug boy by the shoe shine, resting on my laurels and my heart is too. Life a rally on a swing shift, gears follow my drift. Once upon a time I was in showbiz too. I seen the Brooklyn Dodgers playing at Ebbets Field, seen a Kentucky dive through. As fast as women, slower horses, I'm reliable sources, and I'm holding up lampposts if you wanna know. I seen the Wabash Cannonball, but I've done it all, because I slept with the lions and Marilyn Monroe, had breakfast in the eye of a hurricane, fight Rocky Marciano, play Minnesota fast, burn $100 bills, I eat Mulligan's stew, got drunk with Louis Armstrong, was that old song, I taught Mickey Mantle everything that he knows.
I can hear the band beat.
drink you under the table.
Song, wistful song, really, about drinking too much in New Orleans. You listen to WHPC, WHPC HD in Garden City, New York. The show is American Hit Radio, and we are currently playing our way through the Tom Waits album, Small Change. And side one, well, the whole album is pretty much about alcoholism, one way or another, different sides of it. Most of it, the downside. Eventually, it's always about the downside, right? But Tom Waits is playing with it. We'll talk about that a little bit when we can. But one more drinking song to end side one. It's called The Piano Has Been Drinking, Not Me. An Evening with Pete King.
Nectar is asleep, and the combo went back to New York. The jukebox says to take a leak, and the carpet needs a haircut, and the spotlight looks like a prison break, 'cause the telephone's out of cigarettes. The balcony is on the make, and the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking, and the menus are all freezing, and the light man's blind in one eye, and they can't see out. Showed up with his mother.
office is drooling and the bar stools are on fire and the newspapers were fooling and the ashtrays have retired as the piano has been drinking.
For me, the beauty of this album is that it can be like really truly funny. It can make you laugh, but it's also like incredibly sad at the exact same time that you're laughing. Waits said this. He said, I tried to resolve a few things as far as this cocktail lounge, maudlin, crying your beer image that I have. There ain't nothing funny about a drunk. I was really starting to believe that there was something amusing and wonderfully American about a drunk. I ended up telling myself that I had to cut that BS out. I guess that's what made him think about making the album. Well, we flip the record now, where we get a little bit off topic with a song called Invitation to the Blues.
Gets registered. The neighboring and a spatula. Yesterday's deliveries. Tickets for the bachelor. She's a moving violation from her conch down to her shoes. Well, it's just an invitation to the blues. And you feel. Do it. the shoes left to wear ever since I'm so blue. Like a tramp, ain't got a quarter, got a postage stamp, and a fire like shadow boxing all around the town. Talking with the old man, sleeping on the ground, beside the booting now, zooting now, hooting now, cone, sharing his apartment with a telephone pole, and a fishnet stocking, spike heel shoes, strip tees, brick tees, car keys, blues, and the porno floor show, live nude girls, dreamy and creamy, and the brunette curls. Chester Morgan and the watermelon rose. Raise my rent and take off all your clothes. With trench coats, magazines, a bottle full of rum. She's so good to make a dead man come. Pasties and a G-string, beer and a shot. Portland threw a shot glass in a buffalo squeeze. Wrinkles and cherry and Twinkie and Pinky and Fifi live from Gay Perry. Fanfares, rim shots, backstage, who cares? All is hot burlesque for me. Zooby zabba zooby zabba zooby zabba zang. Zooby zabba squeeze zabba zizzy zay. Cleavage, cleavage, thighs and hips, from the nape of a neck to the lipstick lips. Chopped and channeled and lowered and lured, and the cheetah slicks. Baby moves, she's hot and ready, creamy and sugared, and the band is awful, and so are the tunes. Zooby zabba zooby zay zizzy zay zay. Zooby zabba zooby zay zizzy zay zay. Crawling on her belly, shaking like jelly, and I'm getting harder than Chinese algebra. Sears, cheers from the compendium here. Hey, sweetheart, they're yelling for more. Scorching out your cigarette butts on the floor. And I like Shelly, you like Jane. What was the girl with the snakeskin's name? It's an early bird matinee, come back any day. Get you little something that you can't get at home. And get you a little something that you can't get at home. It's pisses and a G-string, beer and a shot. Portland through a shot glass and a buffalo squeeze. Popcorn front row higher than a kite. And I'll be back tomorrow night. And I'll be back tomorrow night. Zooby zabba zooby zabba zooby zay zay. Zooby zabba zooby zabba zizzy zay zay.
Yeah, that was Pasties and a G-string at the 2 o'clock club. All right, Tom Waits, something I didn't know about this album. These are Tom Waits' words here as a promotional advertisement for the record. The album's called Small Change. It's all about ambulance drivers, night watchmen, ticket takers, street sweepers, tattoo parlors, stage door jockeys, shoestring hotels from New York City to Chicago, Buffalo, Los Angeles, all the way from Tuxedo Junction to Swingtown. Did it in 5 nights on the corner of Selma and Cahuenga. Recorded complete and direct to 2-track stereo tape. That part is true. They recorded the entire album direct to 2-track. Even when there's an entire orchestra in the background, it's Tom Waits performing live with the orchestra there in the room. No, like, the baffles and everything else to have sound separation. It was, like, all live on 2-track. Pretty incredible. All right, going to play a couple more back-to-back just to keep the thing moving. Up next is Bad Liver and a Broken Heart in Lowell. And we'll follow that with The One That Got Away.
I got a bad liver and a broken heart. Yeah, I drunk me a river since you tore me apart. And I don't have a drinking problem, except when I can't get a drink. I wish you'd have known her. Sharp as a razor and soft as a prayer. So welcome to the continuing saga. She was my better half, and I was just a dog. And so here I am slumped. I've been chipping, I've been chomped on my stool. These railroad station bars and all these conductors and the porters and them all.
I got to do it somewhere, and I'm going to edit this song because I want to be sure that I can get in the end of the last song too. So we're going to pick this up with The One That Got Away and go right into the title song, Small Change. Got rained on with his own 38, and I'll meet you after that.
Gigolos jumping salty, ain't no trade out on the streets. Half past the unlucky, and the hawks are front row seat. Dressed in full orchestration, stage door China's got to pay. Sent him home and talking about the one that got away. Could have been on Easy Street, could have been a wheel. With irons in the fire and all them business deals. The last of the big-time losers shouted before it drove away. I'll be right back as soon as I crack the one that got away. But the ambulance drivers, they don't give a shit. They just want to get off work. The shortstop and the victim already gone berserk. And the shroud tailor measures him for a deep six holiday. The stiff is froze, the case is closed on the one that got away. Crows directing traffic with them cemetery blues, with them peculiar looking trousers, them old Italian shoes, and a wooden kimono was all ready to drop in San Francisco Bay. But he's mumbling something all about the one that got away. Costello was a champion at the St. Moritz Hotel, and the best this side of Fairfax, reliable sources tell. But his reputation is at large, and he's at Ben Frank's every day, waiting for the one that got away.
He got a snakeskin sports shirt, and it looks like Vincent Price, with a little piece of chicken and his Corbin over slice. Someone tipped her off, she'll be doing a Houdini now any day. She shook his hustle, a Greyhound bustle, take the one and got away. Wow. Andre's at the piano behind the ivory in the sewers, with a bucket shot for pop tunes and a fin for guided tours. He could have been in Casablanca, he stood in line out there all day. Now he's spilling whiskey and learning songs about a one that got away. My equilibrium and my car keys and my pride. The tattoo parlor's warm and so I hustle there inside. And the grinding of the bus saw, would you want that thing to say? I said, just don't misspell her name, but she's the one that got away. Change got rained on with his own 38. Nobody flinched down by the arcade. And the marquees weren't weeping, they went stark raving mad. And the cabbies were the only ones that really had it made. And his cold trousers were twisted, and the siren's high shrill. And crumpled in his fist was a $5 bill. And the naked mannequins with their Cheshire grins, and the raconteurs and roustabouts said, buddy, come on in, cause the dreams ain't broken down here. Nah, they're walking with a limp. Now that small change got rained on with his own 38. And nobody flinched down by the arcade. And the burglar alarm's been disconnected, and a newsman starts to rattle, and the cops are telling jokes about some whorehouse in Seattle. And the fire hydrants plead the Fifth Amendment, and the furniture's bargains galore, but the blood is by the jukebox on an old linoleum floor. And what a hot rain on 42nd Street. Now the umbrellas ain't got a chance, and the newsboy's a lunatic with stains on his pants, cause small change got rained on with his own 38. And no one's gone over to close his eyes, and there's a racing form in his pocket, circled blue boots in the thigh. And the cashier at the clothing store didn't say what. The siren tears the night in half. Someone lost his wallet. Well, it's surveillance of assailants, if that's what you want to call it. The whores hike up their skirts and fish for drugstore prophylactics. But the mouths cut just like razor blades, and their eyes are like stilettos, and a radiator's steaming, and her teeth are in a wreck. Nah, she won't let you kiss her, but what the hell do you expect? And the gypsies are tragic, and if you wanna buy perfume, well, I'll bark you down like carnies, sell you Christmas cards in June. But small change got rained on with his own 38. And his headstone's a gumball machine. No more chewing gum or baseball cards or overcoats or dreams. Someone's a hoozin' down the sidewalk and is only in his teens. Cause small change got rained on with his own 38. And a fistful of dollars can't change that. And someone copped his watch fob. And someone got his ring. And that newsboy got his pork pie Stetson hat. And the tuberculosis old man at the Nelson wheezing cough. And someone will head south until this whole thing cools off. Cause the small change got rained on with his own 38. Yeah, small change got rained on with his own 38.
I'm bemoaning the fact that we haven't heard anything from Tom Waits in quite a while, but this album is 50 years old. So if he sounded like this then, imagine what he would sound like now. He deserves his privacy. So we're going to end with this last track. It's called I Can't Wait to Get Off Work and See My Baby on Montgomery Avenue. It's a song about his first job at Napoleon Pizza House in San Diego when he was 16 years old. Take care, everybody. Hope you can join us next week. Going to have a special two-hour show for you then. Please join us, and we'll see you then.
I don't mind working. I used to be jerking off most of my time in the bars. I've been a cabbie and a stock clerk and a soda fountain jock jerk and a manic mechanic on cars. It's nice work if you can get it. Now who the hell said it? I got money to spend on my girl. But the work never stops, and I'll be busting my chops, working for Joe and Sal. And I can't wait to get off work, see my baby. She says she'll leave before it's light on for me. Well, I'm disheveled. I'm disdainful, I'm distracted, and it's painful. But this job sweeping up here is gainfully employing me tonight. Well, Tom, do this, and Tom, do that, and Tom, don't do that. Count the cash, clean the oven, dump the trash. All your loving is a rare and a copacetic gift. And I'm a moonlight watchmatic. It's hard to be romantic. Swiping up over by the cigarette machine. Swiping up over by the cigarette machine. I can't wait. Get off work and see my baby. Well, she be waiting up with a magazine for me. Clean the bathrooms and clean them good. Oh, your love and I wish you would. Come down here and sweep me off my feet. This broom will have to be my baby. If I hurry, I just might get off before the dawn's early light.
Thanks again. See you next week. Bye-bye.
What an electrifying episode of American Hit Radio.
Electrifying? It was straight up fly to the max.
I'm